Hey, mama girl, did you miss me? Is your travel agent Jamie here coming to you with information that I feel will help you start your travel experience on the right foot. As a single mother, it is my goal to help mothers live their life, not just exist in it. You don't have to deprive yourself from traveling. In fact, I believe traveling should be a regular activity in your life, not only for you, but for your babies as well. So if you feel like I feel, then come on in here, sit down, and let's start talking. Travel is a fun experience for everyone that does it, okay? But the worst thing you can do is go somewhere and not be able to get back as smoothly as you left, or experience an emergency and be left to figure it out on your own, or the worst, packing inappropriately and end up being uncomfortable on your trip, or having to spend money on things that you did not plan on spending money for. Okay, I am going to give you 5 things to consider before you travel. You ready? Okay, let's get started. Depending on where you go, you might need additional travel documentation other than your ID, like a passport or a visa. Okay, did you know that if you are planning to use your ID to get on a plane, you will need to meet the Real ID standard that is going to be starting May 7th, 2025? Yes, darling, the airlines are enforcing this, and that is the day. Okay, so if you do not have your Real ID standard ID, now would be the time to go ahead and get that going. That way you don't have to worry about it when it comes time to travel, okay? If you are traveling to certain parts of the world, you'll need a passport. And I suggest you get a passport book, because not every country accepts that passport card, okay? And not only is there a possibility that you'll need a passport, but you also might need a visa, okay? And passports take anywhere to from 10 to 13 weeks to get back to you. And visas take anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks, depending on what type of visa you're applying for. Additionally, some countries require that your passport be valid 6 months or more from your travel date. So that means if you're traveling and you get back June 1st, 2024, that means that some of these countries want your passport to not expire before December 1st, 2024. Okay, so that is something that you need to consider. All right, a great tool you can use to determine what all you'll need to travel with airlines is the airline itself. Okay, whatever airline you choose to fly with, just go on their website and look to see what they require. There's a whole list of different IDs that you can use to fly with the airline. Okay, and they'll tell you which ones are for what and other ones are for other ones. And you can just go on the website, go on their website and see what they require of you. Okay, as far as the passports and the visas and the this and all the other stuff, what other documents you need for all the other countries you want to travel to, just go on travel.state.gov. If you're a U.S. citizen. If you're not a U.S. citizen, honey, I don't know. I guess go on your embassy's website. But if you are a U.S. citizen, you can go to travel.state.gov to find out what documentation you need and how to go about getting it. It's also a good idea to make a copy of your documentation and keep them separate from the originals. That way, heaven forbid, if you lose or misplace your documents, you have that copy as a backup. And if you don't know, let me go ahead and tell you, if your stuff is expired, it is not valid. I knew you knew, but I was telling you because I need to tell you. That way there is no confusion. If it's expired, it's not valid and you cannot use it. Okay. Okay. Next, mamas, I need you to check and make sure that you are fully and properly vaccinated before you go anywhere, okay? Check the required vaccinations or the health advisories for the destination that you are going to before you go. That way you can go ahead and get everything in order, because the goal is to make memories, to bring back memories, not germs. We don't want the germs. We just want the memory. So check to make sure before you go. Okay. Also, travel insurance. I am not saying this because I want you to spend extra money. I'm saying this because I want you to have a plan for the unexpected, okay? Most insurance that you have, the insurance that you have here in your state, in your city, in your country, does not cover you for your situations when you travel, when you go outside of the country, okay? And you can go on travel.state.gov and see all the reported deaths that have happened since 2002. And I'm not, by any means, I'm not wishing death on you. I'm just making you aware that deaths happen. Accidents happen. Emergencies happen. When you travel, there's no exception to the rule. Just like they happen in your regular life, they happen in your travel life too. And what might be a minor medical cost here for you in the States here, might end up being a major medical cost outside of the country. And travel insurance can save you the stress when you have it, okay? Which is why I stress it so much. Get travel insurance. Get it for the unexpected. If nothing else, get it for the unexpected, okay? And it can also help you. That's the only reason, now that I think of it. It's for the unexpected, because you don't know. You don't know. And because you don't know, you need to plan for what you don't know. And travel insurance will help you plan for what you don't know. And not only do they help you with your medical stuff, but they also help you, like, if you have a delayed flight or if your luggage gets lost. They help you for things like that, too. We could talk about that later if you want. Just email me, let me know, and we could talk about travel insurance and what all they cover and all the knick-knack, paddywhacks, and all that good stuff, okay? Moving on, familiarize yourself with local health facilities and emergency numbers, okay? That way, if the emergency does happen, if a situation does happen, you know where you want to go and you know the number to call to get to them, okay? All right. The next thing you need to consider is your travel itinerary and the different activities you want to do. If you are anything like me, and I'm putting my business out here because I feel like I need to. If you are anything like me, when I take my daughter on vacation, when we go on vacation, I typically schedule everything every day of the week that we're gone, or however long we're gone. I usually schedule everything every day. And that doesn't really allow for spontaneity, and it doesn't really allow for adventure. So that's kind of like it's a good thing because, you know, you're always doing something, always keeping the baby entertained, whatever. But it's not really good as far as wanting to explore the area, wanting to take in the area, you know, to find the things that you don't hear about from the mainstream, to find the coves and all that other wonderful adventurous stuff. So what I found that I'm going to start initiating in my own personal travel, and I encourage you to do it too, is to, plain and simple, be flexible. Be flexible. Create a flexible itinerary that outlines key attractions and activities that you want to experience, okay? So what do I mean by being flexible? You know you want to go, if there's a Six Flags, because my daughter loves roller coasters, and so when we went to Richmond, Virginia, they have a Six Flags there. I believe it's called a Six Flags. I want to say it's called a Six Flags. They had a little Six Flags roller coaster, whatever, 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 there. And so I knew that was one of the things that we had to do, because I had to get that girl on the roller coaster so she can go all up and down and loop the loop and all that fun stuff. So when it comes to attractions that you know are going to sell out, activities that you know are going to sell out, they are very popular, everybody's doing them, go ahead and make those reservations, okay? Go ahead and schedule those things, but then also allow yourself room for the spontaneity. Go ahead and take a day where it's just like, you know what, there is no planning. I did not plan here specifically, and I allotted this amount of money to have a random day. Go ahead and have days like that. Have moments of rest and relaxation. Don't always be ripping and running. I know. Mama, get it. I get it. Okay. The babies want to do stuff. The babies don't want to sit around, but the babies need to learn. They need to learn how to sit around. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in the hotel. If y'all are at the beach, take the baby to the beach and let the baby enjoy relaxing on the beach, okay? They need to learn that. They need to learn how to slow down and appreciate their surroundings. And that's a great way to teach them, by scheduling moments of relaxation in the trip and not always busy doing stuff, always on the go, okay? Just an idea. Because even though our children are always on the go, they need to learn. Like I said, they need to learn how to relax and enjoy the moment. And that's a good way to do that. Okay, Mama, going back to safety, another thing that I want you to consider is calling your people before you go on your trip and informing them that you are leaving. Putting my business out there, I did this to where I told them that I was leaving. I told them that I was leaving because it was a trip that I was going on without my child. So I told them that I was leaving. However, I did not tell them all the details of who was going with me, where we were going, how we were getting there, things like that. And so they kind of got a little mad with me. Even though I was a whole grown adult at that time. I was a whole woman. And so I felt like I didn't have to tell them anything because I was a grown but woman. All you need to know is that my daughter was taken care of. This is when I was leaving. This is how long I was going. But no, I learned in that moment quickly that that I did not need to do that ever again. And looking back at it, it makes sense, because safety and security is the goal. Every time we travel, if it's not the top goal, it is at least the top five. And if it's not the top five, honey, you need to readjust your goals, because we need to make it back home the way we left, if not better. And one way to do that is making sure we tell our people where we going, how we going, when we going, and who all's going with us. All the details we can possibly give them. That way, if something does go down, heaven forbid it does, but if something does, if the unexpected happens, they know what's going on with you. And they can get in touch with whoever they need to get in touch with to make sure they get you back home. Okay? So just check in. Check in with your people. Well, first of all, let your people know where you're going. Where it's a person or people, let them know where you're going. And then check in. Let them know you're alive. You okay? Okay. Mama, the last thing I want you to consider is the weather. And packing, because listen, the weather is going to weather whatever the weather chooses to weather, and you need to be prepared for it, okay? In order for you to have a enjoyable vacation, you need to be able to properly prepare for the weather. Another story, telling my business. Okay, listen, earlier this year, my family and I took a train ride up to Washington, D.C., We're from North Carolina. We from the good old country of North Kakalaki. So we took a train ride up to Washington, D.C. to watch my little cousin graduate, walk across the stage, have a whole big ordeal. The trip was amazing, okay? The itinerary that they scheduled, it was phenomenal. The food was good. All of that was gravy. But we were cold. We were cold. Okay, so the week of us going up to Washington, In North Kakalaki, it was high 70s. The sun was shining. The bees were buzzing. The birds were birding. All of it was wonderful, beautiful gravy. I'm thinking, okay, boom. If it's going to be this beautiful, luscious yumminess here, it's going to be beautiful, luscious yumminess up in the Washingtons. And the answer was no. Mm-mm, it was not that. In fact, it was low 70s. And that would have been all right, too, if the sun was shining. But it was not. The sun was not in the sky. It was in the sky. But it was blocked by the clouds. And not only was the clouds blocking, they were also dropping little raindrops on my skin. And so I was wet and I was cold. And I did not fully enjoy my trip because I was not dressed appropriately. So if I could offer any advice to you, is to make sure you consider what the weather is doing up in the area you are going to, not the area you are now. Because like I said, North Kakalaki, beautiful, sunny, hot. Summer, spring, summer. It was giving all the things. But Washington was cold and it was wet. And I did not have an umbrella. and I did not have a jacket. And if you know anything about Washington, there are just certain areas you do not travel to at certain times. And the Walmart that would have had the jacket for me to purchase, the Walmart was in that area that you do not travel to at a certain time. And thankfully, I thank God for it even to this day. Thankfully, the Uber driver that was taking us to the Walmart was telling us that we did not want to go there. Was telling us very strongly that we did not want to go there. And I'm so appreciative for it, that because if that were the case, if we had a different Uber driver and they were just like, you know what, I'll take you here, but I don't know how you getting back to your hotel, because I ain't staying here, it might have been a different situation. We might not have we might not be here today. I don't know, but I'm thankful for that Uber driver, and I'm thankful for his wisdom and his advice, telling us, listen, y'all tourists, and they know you tourists, I would not do this if I were you. So I'm thankful, but said all that to say, plan, watch the weather, what it's doing. And also, it's a good idea to pack extra medicine and travel size toiletries, you know, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, things of that nature that you think you might need. Also, don't forget your chargers and your adapters for all your electronic devices. Just because, depending on where you are, you're going to be in a tourist area, and tourist area means tourist prices, and tourist prices means that what a $3 charger would be in your hometown would be a $15 charger in their area. Okay, just inflation. Okay, inflation, and the fact that it's a high tourist area, and people know that people be forgetful and they take full advantage of it. Just keep that in mind. Okay, listen, I love talking to y'all. I really do. I want y'all to take what I said and apply it to your trip. That's the homework this week, okay? Take all these considerations that I gave you and apply them to your trip, and make sure that you are being safe, you are being thoughtful, you are being mindful, you are being open to new experiences, you are being weather conscious, you are not living my stories. I don't want you to have the experiences that I experienced that are negative. I want you to have only positive experiences. And the best way to make sure that you have the majority positive experiences is to make sure you prepare for the negative. All right. Listen, again, I love talking to y'all, and I want y'all to go on about your business the rest of this week. So I'm going to let you go so that way you can do it. Okay. As always, Mama Girl, I'm here to help you from prep to land with all your travel needs. Okay. You can go to my Prep and Land Pinterest page for travel item inspiration that you can purchase on my Amazon storefront. Okay. You can also go to my YouTube page, Prep and Land, for videos talking about different travel destinations, companies, and activities that you might want to do or add to your bucket list, you know, because why not? And lastly, you can go to my Instagram and Facebook page, and you can like, comment, and subscribe to them. And you can stay up to date on all the latest and greatest. If you are ready to book your next trip, you can reach out to me via my email, prepandland@gmail.com. That's prepandland@gmail.com. If you have any questions you want me to answer, you can email them to me at the same email, prepandland@gmail.com. As always, Mama Girl, choose to make life an experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Bye, Mama Girl.